Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the 19th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين.
So Solomon smiled, amused at her speech, and said, "My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to do righteousness of which you approve. And admit me by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous servants."
So as you listen to the verse, brothers and sisters, we understood that Prophet Solomon, in the 18th verse that we listened to, reached to the Wadi Naml. He reached with his army the Valley of Ants, and there he understood one thing, that an ant was warning the others to enter their habitations, and the fact that he was criticizing Prophet Solomon and his army was interesting to him. So he laughed. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. Then he smiled, laughing at its words. And then he said, وَقَالْ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيِّ. My Lord, dispose me, that I may be thankful for your bounty, which you have bestowed on me and my parents, and that I may do righteousness as you are pleased with. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And the third one is that admit me by your bounty, O Allah, among your righteous servants. Now, this amazing affair that happened before his eyes caused Solomon's laugh, and the verse says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهِ. He smiled, laughing at its words. But the point is that whatever this incident made Solomon think of, he turned to the presence of Allah. He asked him a few things, and he says, Rabbi, أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك. So in the beginning, before anything else, he says, Rabbi. So one of the etiquettes of supplication is to recognize whom we are talking to, is to recognize to whom we are bringing our requests, and call him in the beginning, letting him know that we are aware of his presence, letting ourselves know that we are only his abid, we are only his slaves. He is the true power. He is the absolute cause. So at first he says, قَالَ رَبِّي, O my Lord. So this means that you are my Lord and I have understood this in the very first place. Before I bring you any kind of request, before I bring you any kind of supplication. So رَبِّي is the start of supplication.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
So as you were with us, dear listeners, we said that after laughing at the words of that naml or that ant, Prophet Solomon starts to ask the Almighty Allah for some things. وَقَالَ رَبِّي. He starts by calling him his Lord. He says, رَبِّي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي. Solomon asks Allah to teach him how he can thank for the great bounties that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, had granted him and his parents, to be able to use them in the way that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, had commanded them and was the cause of his pleasure, so that he would not deviate from the right path. Because being thankful for those abundant favors is not possible save with his succor and aid. So Prophet Solomon knows that although he is the one who has provided him with the power, with the might, with the army, he is also the one who has to provide him with the power and succor to be thankful for all these favors and bestowals. Now, the next thing he asks for is this, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ, and that I may do righteousness such that you are pleased with. This statement points to this matter, that what was important for Solomon was not the remaining of that great army and his government with those vast organizations and regulations. No, it was important for him to do such righteous deeds that caused his pleasure. So his pleasure, the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was above all. And in the end, he asks, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and admit me by your mercy among your righteous servants. One fact that needs to be discussed regarding this ending part of the verse, dear listeners, is that أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ means, first, I have to be helped, I have to be aided by you to do righteousness, and then when I have deeds, when I have actions, you are going to help me and enter me and admit me to the position of the ones who are your righteous servants. So, in view of the fact that the Arabic word أعمل is a verb in present tense, which is used in that language for the continuation of the action, it is used as evidence that he asked Allah for the continuation of this succor and help. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.